recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Arachin, brought to you by Ben Chovot Yerushalayim, is daf Lamed Beit. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beit. So as we've learned about Batei Rechoma, the halacha is that you have precisely 1 year to buy it back. If you don't get that house back on the last day of that year, it's over. So you're not going to be able to buy it back again. And it goes into the hands of Lechalutin, it's mitut of the buyer. So it used to be, before the Takana of Hillel, as we're going to see, Berishon now, it's like they do with these stores, you know, we have all of these great coupons, but somehow they just managed to run out of it. They run out of the goods, so the stores closed early that day. So that's what they used to do. A guy bought a house. He knows that the big rush on buying back the house is going to be on the last day of the year when he finally managed to get the money together. So he conveniently goes to Acapulco for a vacation for that day, you know, so that there's no way for you to buy your house back. And, oh, my dear, it never occurred to me the last day was the day we're going to come. I'm so sorry, but it's a nice house, you know. So Berishonah, Yadni Taman, the guy used to hide out on the day of the Shvi'im Asar Chodesh, so that it should work out, that the guy couldn't buy back his house. And that way it would be chalut, shkedei she'e chalut lo. Hitkin Hillel, so Hillel made a takona, she'e cholesh ma'otav lo dishkada, made a special bank in the Beit HaMikdash where a person could deposit his money, and to the order of so-and-so, the guy who had bought his house. And then he was given the rights to, if necessary, break down the door of the house. The guy changed the lock, break down the door of the house and move in. And the Yeshover at Adelet Vinichnas. When this guy comes out of hiding or returns from Acapulco, he's welcome to come to the Lishka Bank and get his money. Yitol at Mo'otav. Omar Rava, you know, you see an interesting thing from this Takana of Hillel. Because an implication of this Takana is that if, let's say, somebody gives a divorce and he says at the time he wants to keep things open a little bit, so he says to his wife, but this divorce is a conditional divorce. So it's only activated when you give me $200. So then when she comes, she wants to give him the $200. He doesn't want to take it. He's changed his mind. So he doesn't want to grant her the divorce. So you see from here that if the woman would give him the money, it's only if she gives it to Midata that she would be Megureshet. But if he doesn't want the money, he's not Mekabel the money, she throws the money down in front of him. So she throws it into his house. That's not called Megureshet. Because look, since Hillel needed to make a takana that you can throw this money at the guy, so to speak, by putting it in the bank in the Lishka, so it's clear that only there he needed to make a takana that Netina Baal Korcho Havi Netina. But if it wouldn't have been for his takana, the normative halacha would have been, but it's not considered to be Netina. And his halacha was, his takana was only a practical takana for Arechoma. When it comes to a divorce, we don't have a takana. So over there, Enochinami, if she throws the money down at him, it's not going to help. You need it as das, but he has it. It's even more than Kenyan. We'll see, there's two issues here. Maki for Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said, how do you know that? In the case, in the Mishnah, the only problem wasn't that you're forcing him to take it. In the case, the Mishnah didn't even know about it because he was on vacation. So maybe the Takon of Ezra was necessary because the guy would leave. But maybe if he was there and he threw it into the house in front of him, like the case of the Get, where the guy is there, she's throwing down the money, maybe that would be good. And he wouldn't have needed to make a Takon. If it's only a question of Baal Korcho, there could be, I could argue, Tanya's Rav Papa, or some say it was Vashi. Maybe Dilma Kitzikor Lilo Tekurit Shalob Befanav. Maybe the only thing that Hillel needed to do was because the guy wasn't around. But had the guy been around, he wouldn't have needed to make a takana. Ben Midato, Ben Baal Korcho, maybe it would have been Matana as part of the normative halacha. I don't see how you could jump to this conclusion. As a matter of fact, Ikari Amri, there's another Lashon in what Rava said that actually tends in the other direction. But Ikari Amri Amar Rava, you see from the Takana of Hillel, that if somebody would say Harezeh Gitech, only when you give me Matayim Zuz, and she gives him a Matayim Zuz, whether he wanted it or he didn't want it, it wouldn't make any difference. Ben Midato, Ben Misha, Ben Baal Korcho would have been okay. Because Hillel, over here, only need to make a takona where the guy wasn't around. So we should love Fanav. But in the case of the get, Bifanav, it's mashma that it would have been a proper netina, Ben Midato, Ben Baal Korcho. It would have been a proper netina. And in this version, Rav Papa, or some say it was Rav Shimi Barashi, which actually there are those who change the lashon and the other to match this. There's no reason to say it. Which say Rav Ashi in the first one, Rav Shimi Barashi in the second one. Probably that didn't change, and it should have said Rav Shimi Barashi in the first one. That's the Gilyon HaShas says. But in any event, in this version, the Hatkafa Neged was, how do you know to see that as an implication of the Hillel Takana? Maybe it just happens to be that that's what was, that people would go on vacation, they would hide out. But that doesn't mean that Hill wouldn't have needed to make a takona, even if they wouldn't have done that. That netina bal korcho would have been netina also. You can't take a case that is a response to an actual, genuine situation and say that that shows it's only because that's the situation. I mean, maybe if the situation were otherwise, it would also require a takona. So therefore, Dilma, Bein b'fanav, bein b'shalo b'fanav. You need to have acquiescence in it. Midatoyin, bar kocholo. Hillel did whatever he needed to do based on the events. Hillel, my dinches are quite talking. Zokai lekemishna koshu lefnim in achoma. What defines a bayit in an irchoma? Anything within the wall, inward, is has a din. It doesn't even have to be a house. Anything at all that's in the city, as long as that's surrounded by that wall, he has a din of batei arichayim. Not including a field, but I mean, it could be a storage room, it could be a water cistern, it would still have the same din. You could buy it back during the first year, it's nechlat immediately afterwards. Whereas Rabbi Meir even says, no, even sadot, anything within the wall. Now how about if it's literally within the wall? It's not within the surrounding wall, it's actually in the wall. Bayit habanui b'choma. How about if it's built into the wall? Is that considered to be a house in a city surrounded by a wall? Or being as it's in the wall, it's not in the city surrounded by the wall. So here we have a machlok. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eino kibatei arechoma. And Rabbi Shimon omer, it is, because the outside of the wall is the wall. So Kotel Achitzon, the outside wall of the house, is still enough of Choma that it's surrounded by a wall. Ton Rabba. In the Pasuk, it mentions a Bayit Ashelo, the Bayit Asher Be'ir Ashelo Choma. But, is it only a Bayit? Only a Bayit. I mean, how about, let's say, a Beit Habat, or maybe a Mikveh, Batei Merchat Sa'ot, so a place where you're manufacturing olive oil, or a mikveh, or a public bathhouse, or a storage room, a migdalot, or shofchim, for the birds, a birdhouse, borot, shichin, maharot, or water cisterns of different types. Talmud lomar, asher ba'ir, whatever is in the city. That's good.
A man-made structure?
Yochosh animar, be'af asadot, you might think that you could even add an agricultural, natural thing. Talmud Lamar, buy it. That's why it says buy it. So in other words, we have on the one hand a miyut, buy it. On the other hand, we have this ribui, anything, asher, buy it. And therefore, we have to recognize what the Torah is talking about. It's talking about structures and not just natural things. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says it differently. He includes even Sadat. Rabbi Meir Omer, buy it. Eimi Allah, buy it. How do you know to include batei vadim? But the merchat saot, migdalot, shofim, barot, shekin, marot, v'yafilu sadot. And here is the added piece. So even sadot would be included. Alibud Rabbi Meir, Talmud Lomar, asher ba'ir. But I understand. So how do you explain the fact that it does say bayit? I mean, Rabbi Meir can't ignore the fact that it's saying bayit on the one hand, and only look at the ribui of asher. What does he do with the bayit? V'vakti bayit. Omer, please, Omer of Katini, you don't understand what Rabbi Meir was referring to. Rabbi Meir wasn't talking about an agricultural field. Of course, an agricultural field is in no way similar to a bayit. But how about if you've got a quarry, or you've got a place that is filled with sand where water had evaporated, a metsula? Now, those materials, that quarry is used for building all the homes in town, and that sand is used for all of the cement in town. So is that considered to be a field, or is that considered to be part of the building of the town? Rabbi Meir holds it's part of the building of the town. So the difference between them is not an agricultural field. The difference between them is a chulsit, or a mitsula. That's what's ikibinai. And indeed, you can see that very clearly in the following bright, Vatanya. Chulsitu mitsula, so if you have a quarry, or you have a sand deposit, Rabbi Meir says has the same thing as a house, Rabbi Yehuda says has the same thing as a sedot. But what are they arguing about? Only that. You don't see any reference here to a field as a place of agriculture. That even Rabbi Meir is making. It's not included. Next thing we had in the Mishnah was someone who lives in the wall itself. So the bayit is banui b'choma. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that does not give it a din of bayit b'choma. Rabbi Shimon says, why? The outside of the house is basically that wall around the city. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the truth is both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon bring as proof to their opinion, base their opinion, on the same exact words of the same pasuk. Shnei Mikra Chadoshu. We know that Rachav HaZona lived in the wall. So when the Meraglim came, so she let them, where she would, same place she would let out her other secret customers, you know, people who didn't want to be photographed by the press that was on the other side of the house. So she let them down from the window. Ki beita bikira choma, because her house was in the actual building of the wall. Uba choma yoshevet, she lives there in the wall. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon says, okay, so, I mean, that's what it's saying. She's living in the wall, so she's part of the city. Kipashte dekra. Was Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, what do you mean, kipashte dekra? So what's being added by the words b'choma yoshevet? The point about b'choma yoshevet is to tell you, even though she wasn't in the city, she lived in the walls. You see, specifically, it's not called the city. She's called b'choma yoshevet, not ne'ir choma yoshevet. So if anything, it's coming to tell you that the wall is considered to be a different shkuna, in a sense. And it's not part of an ir choma. And now our president has arrived.
The Heilige Mishnah.
Just in time. How about a city like Gilo, where the Gagoteha or our Chomata? Time magazine made a big fuss about that, if you remember, when they first built Gilo. Mom was saying they had this big picture of, you know, that first Shkuna in Gilo, where like everything, all the houses are like they build a fortified center. It's like a row house that goes around all four sides. You know, you come in basically in the Knesa into the Kotzer, surrounded by all those houses. It's a big building. So it goes all the way around. So for all intents and purposes, it's a city with a wall around it. Even though there's no wall, it's the houses themselves that create the wall. But from the outside, Time magazine made it look like, oh, this is a fortified city that they're building, the middle of these Arabs. And it's like, so the question is, in a sense, one could say that gagoteha chomata, the roof of the house, the reason it says the roof of the house, is because if you had something like that, you often find things like that in American or British row homes. We have a yard, and the walls of the yard go all the way around, you know. No, yes, but they're also some mood one to the other. So as you walk down the alleyway between the two sets of yards, you have a wall on either side. So the Achronim point out, that's definitely not a choma. That's just a wall. A choma is a city wall. It's thick. It's protected. So therefore, it calls it over here, the roof is the wall, meaning that that whole thickness of the house, that provides real protection. Just to get through, you know, a wall to a backyard, you know, give it a kick and you get in. But where it's a house, then it provides the same kind of protection as a choma around the city. It's really a fortified area. You have to break through soldiers that are in there and so on and so forth. So that's the meaning of the gagoteha chomata. If you have a town that is built in such a way that doesn't have a specific wall, but the houses are built in such a way that they are the wall. Or it has a very beautiful wall, except that that wall was built after the time of Yoshua bin Nun. That does not have a din of Batei Arei Choma. It has to be, first of all, a specific wall that isn't the homes themselves, and furthermore, it cannot be created now. It has to be a historic Beit Ir Choma from the time of Yoshua Knesset Laretz. What is the minimum shear of what's called a city for this purpose? Elohim Batei Arei Choma, there need to be a minimum of two chatzerot, each of which has two batim, surrounded by a wall, which was present from the time of Yoshua bin Nun. For instance, the Tzara Yishana Shel Tzipori, the modern Tzipori, had that little part, that fortified area that is called the Katzra. That part is a real Ir Choma. Or the Chakra, which is the same idea of Gush Halav, the Yodefet, the old Yodefet, that's now just like a small area, like the old city of Yerushalayim, is Yerushalayim, Yodefet, to the modern Yodefet, modern to the time of the Mishnah I'm talking about. Gamla, Gedud, Chadid, Ono, Yerushalayim, places like that. Tanur Rabbanan, we darshan, the Pasuk says, Asher lo choma, that means a choma, not a shur iger. A shur iger means a wall, meaning a kotel, instead of a choma, which is all gathered together. So it's a row wall. Then it says also it has to have a wall saviv, specifically. What does the saviv come to tell me? That, for instance, Tveria, which has a wall around three quarters of the city, but one side of the city is the Yam HaKinneret. Don't build a wall in front of the Yam HaKinneret. So the part that is next to the Yam is basically, that's its wall. It's a nice sized moat, you know. So that part doesn't have a wall. The Saviv comes to tell me that the wall has to go Saviv. And since all four sides, since Tveria doesn't have a wall Saviv, it's not considered to be an Ir Choma. Furthermore, we also learn out from here. That's for Gabiyah. That's a different din, though. That's for purposes of COVID of the Yorim of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean as a din of Ir Choma Legabe, the din of Bayit. So Tveria Yamachomata, Yama Kinneret is the wall, that doesn't include. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, if you need to be medayik, pasik a little bit, you know. It says Asher Lo Choma, you know, but it's written with an olive, Asher Lo Choma, that doesn't have a wall. So it's like when they printed the Salamit Vav Olive. Is it low or is it low? It does have a wall, it doesn't have a wall. So what we need to be medayik from there is that it has a wall in three dimensions, but not in all four dimensions. So in other words, in your time, it doesn't have a wall. The wall is there, it's just that you're not in the time of the wall. So it had a wall at the time of Yeshua bin Nun, so there's a perfectly good wall there. The fact that you happen not to be sharing the same fourth dimension, so you don't see it, fine, okay, but that's also called a wall. So Afa Bishayin Lo Akshav, it doesn't have a wall now, but it had a wall, so it's a Shalom Choma, it does have a wall, but it doesn't. And then you say the Elohim Batei Arei Choma. Now, the Brayta expands upon this. The Brayta says the cases mentioned, say Gamla. We're talking about Gamla in the Galil. We're talking about Gedud in Eber HaYarden. We're talking about Chadid, Ono, Yerushalayim in Yehuda. What's the Brayta understand? What is the Brayta saying? That the only city in the Galil that is considered to be Mukefet Bimot Yoshua Ben Nun is Gamla? I mean, there are hundreds of cities in the Galil. It's not talking about these cities. It's talking about a simon of where the end of the Gvul is to these cities. In other words, all of the cities south of Gamla in the Galilee. So Gamla is the furthest extension north. Anything south of that was definitely Mukaf Choma, Mimod Yoshua Ben Nun. That's what it's saying. Anything to the west of Gedud in Eber HaYarden was a Beit Arecho, were Arechom at the time of Yoshua. In Chodid, Ono, in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda, Rava says no. Gamla means, the point of the Mishnah is, there are a lot of Gamlas. So the Mishnah just says Gamla. the listener to the Mishnah may make a mistake thinking it's the Gamla in his area, the Negev, Gamla in Yehuda. Therefore, comes on the Braita to say the Gamla referred to in the Mishnah is Gamla in the Galil, as opposed to Gamla, Lafuki Gamla, in other areas of Eretz Yisrael. Gedud is a reference, Dafka, to the Gedud in Eber HaYarden, not the Gedud that is in the Negev, and so on and so forth. But why would we mention any other city when there was only one of them? Well, how are you going to get mixed up? So, Enoch, the lo iga kavatayu, lo itzichle. Wait, but you listed Yerushalayim here. That's very strange. I mean, Yerushalayim, is Yerushalayim indeed considered to be an ir choma? So you could say maybe there was another Yerushalayim in Eber HaYarden, Gedid, and Ono. And now you're telling me, no, it's Davka, Yerushalayim and Yehuda. Fine. But the problem is that Yerushalayim and Yehuda, because it was not Mechaleket Shvatim, wasn't part of the standard Nachla and Chaluka, does not have a din of an Yerchoma. And if you sell a house in Yerushalayim, there's no such halacha that's becoming Nechla after Yud Beit Chodesh. Why is it listed here? Ask the Gemara of Yerushalayim, do we indeed say that Michladba, that a house would be Cholut in 12 months in Yerushalayim? The Atanya, does it not say in the Braita that there were Asarad Varim, specific halachot that were said Lagabi Yerushalayim, and one is Ein Habayit Chalutba. So how can you say, how can you use Yerushalayim as a list of Chalitat Habayit? Well, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't mean Yerushalayim itself. We're giving examples, remember, of what an Ir Mukef Chuma is. So all we're saying is that it's like Yerushalayim in the sense that Yerushalayim is Mukef Chuma Miyavot Yoshua Ben Nun. We're not saying Yerushalayim itself. Lo Yerushalayim in the sense that Yerushalayim ain't a Bayit Chalutba. Of course, in the cities that we're talking about, Iloacha, a Bayit is Chalutba. Rav Ashi says, I don't get the problem. What's the problem? Didn't Rav Yosef say that there were two cities by the same name of Kodesh? So maybe there were two cities by the name of Yerushalayim. This is referring to the Yerushalayim that, even though it was there, Mimot Yerushal Ben Nun, a Bayit is Chalut, but it's not the Yerushalayim that has the Beit HaMikdash. And then there's the other Yerushalayim, but the Beit HaMikdash, maybe, I don't know. Tanya. Exactly. Ir David. Could be Ir David was the city that he had to conquer. That's where the wall was. Okay, so that's one possibility. Now, Rabbi Schwaber Yossi says, that's not the reason that these are the ones that are listed. You know why we listed these? Because Lama Manu Chachamim et Elu specifically, even though, as we pointed out, there must have been hundreds of cities. It's because these are the only ones that when they came back from Babel, these were the only cities that they found that could identify, that had survived the Churban, they could reconstitute them. So Kishalu Bnei Halam Matsu Elu, and then they gave them Kedusha again. But the first cities that had been there from the time of Yehoshua Ben Nun no longer had Kedusha. Because the other ones, Rishonot Batlu, Mishabat LaKedusha Ta'aretz. So the fact that you can identify a city that was Miyamot Yeshua Ben Nun had a wall does not mean it currently has the Kedusha of an Ir Choma. It would only have the Kedusha of Ir Choma if it was re-Mikudash specifically as an Ir Choma at the time of the Aliyah from Bavel. So they found these cities that had been the original Ir Choma and they gave them Kedusha. Wait a minute. So in other words, you're saying Kasavar, Kedusha Rishona Kichela Sha'ata, V'lo Kichela Atid Lava. In other words, what Rabbi Yishmael is saying over here is that there was no Kedusha after the Churban. Yeshua's Kedusha was bought. The problem is that it happens to be Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi Bedavka is the one who holds not like that. He's the one who says, as we're going to see in a minute, that any city that you can identify as having been there with a wall at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun is automatically an Ir Choma, the Gabi Dizdin. Even though you don't know that they were re-Makadish it at the time of the Aliyah with Ezra. That's a horrible contradiction. The Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi, Bramini. On Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi, the other Braita says exactly the opposite. It starts off sounding the same. It says, V'chi'elu bilvada yu, you're telling me these crummy few cities, that's all there was? Halok v'ardeyamar, shishinir kol chevel argov, kol elo arim b'tzurot. Here we're talking about just in the Bashan, there were 60 cities that were b'tzurot choma. Elo lama manu chachamim ataylu. The reason the chachamim counted these cities is because kish alu b'nei ha'gola, matzu elo. That sounds the same, but we're going to see it changes. Matzu elo, they found these cities, and they were re-mekadesh them. Yes, what do you mean, re-mekadesh them? You're about to say, we looked ahead, we know what you're about to say, you're about to say, you don't need to be mekadesh them. Why are you saying be mekadesh them? Amrina de lotzarech mekudshim, sorry. They found these cities and counted them. They counted them because they were able to identify them, but the truth is, there's no special thing about these cities. And here is where Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi is saying the exact opposite. He's saying, V'lo elu bilvad, there's nothing special about these cities. The truth is, kol shetale lecha misoret b'yadecha mi'avotecha. If you are able to discover that these are one of the cities that are mukefet choma mi'mot Yehoshua ben Nun, then ipso facto, they have kol ha-mitzvot halalu nohagot ba. They have all of the dinim of ir choma, including the din of batei arei choma, mipnei shekedusha rishona, was not only kichal shatah, it was kichal atid lavo. Now, for heaven's sakes, it's exactly the opposite of what he said a minute ago. The first brayta, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, these and only these were the cities that they found and were able to give a new kedusha to. But if you yourself will discover a city that was mibot Yeshua ben Nun, it's not going to change anything, because that kedusha is batal. And now you say, no, it does. As long as you can identify the city, that's enough. Well, look, I mean, obviously there's no way to square these two brides up. I mean, they're saying exactly the opposite. So, I mean, Iba Itema Treitanoya Libra the Rabbi Shmuel. We often find that in Rabbi Shmuel's Beit Midrash, his Shita is reported in opposite ways. So there were different Tanoim in the Beit Midrash that said over their Shita. Iba Itema, you know what, it might be that the Girsa is wrong. Maybe it's Rabbi Lazar Rav Yossi that we know. Rabbi Lazar Rav Yossi is the one who points out the contradiction between Asher Lo Choma with an olive and Asher Lo Choma with a vav. Maybe he was the one who said this one part. So Chad Minei Rabbi Lazar Rav Yossi Omer, the Tanya Rabbi Lazar Rav Yossi Omer, Asher Lo Choma Afa Pishen Lo Achshav. It doesn't need a wall now, as long as it had a wall at the time of Yeshua. So it's, even though it's destroyed, Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shaita and Kedusha Latid Lavo. But in Achinami, that is not the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi.
Because it's a similar kind of drasha.
Yeah, it's no gay. It's no gay, the same issue on the simple level. Now, my time in the Man Yoma, Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shaita, what is the svara of the Man D'Amar who holds that the original Kedusha was only for, when we say my time, that's a Yerushalmi Lashon, it means where does he get it from? Now, what is the Svara? V'lo kichal atid lavo. Because it says in the Pasuk, it describes the return of the Golim and Bava to Eretz Yisrael, who came up with it, right? So it says, V'yasu b'dei ha'gola ha'shavim min ha'shavi, those who were coming back from Bavel. So it says over there, they made Sukkot. V'yeshvu ba'sukkot, ki lo asu miyemei Yoshua ben Nun kein, b'nei Yisrael. So now what is that supposed to mean? They never made a Sukkot. And then they had a Simcha Gedolah Ma'od. You're telling me that David HaMelech didn't eat Sukkot, you know. He didn't even bother reminding anybody. I mean, this is crazy. Lo asa Sukkot. Nobody ever thought of making a Sukkot until Ezra. Atchaba Ezra. So clearly the point of this pasuk is to compare the dinim of what happened when, that's what we're mentioning over here, Yeshua ben Nun. What happened? What is this common denominator between Ezra and Yeshua ben Nun? The fact that they both created a Knisa La'aretz, and they both needed to do the same thing. They needed to create a Kedushat Ha'aretz, Legabe Trumot and Masrot. They needed to start a count of Shemitah and Yovel. They needed to be Makadish, the cities that had a Chuma around them with the whole ceremony that we've learned about. Fine, so that's what it's coming to tell me. Makish Biyatam Bime Ezra, Lebiyatam Bime Yoshua Binun. Just like at the time of Yoshua, they were Manu Shemitim and Yovlot, and they were Makadish Arechoma. They needed to start all that over again. Biyatam Bime Ezra, they created the new count, started to count the Shemitah and the Yovel. They made the Arechoma holy. And look, I mean, furthermore, it says Beferish in the Pasuk, Ve'hevi'acha Hashem Elokecha El Ha'aretz Asher Yoshua Avotecha V'yirishta. Okay? So what is that saying? It's saying that when you do Teshuvah and you come back from the Galut, then it's going to be the same as when your forefathers came into Eretz Yisrael. Just like Yerushat Avotecha. They needed to do Chidush Kol HaDvarim Hallelu. They needed to start counting Shemitah and Yovel and Mimekadesh Yerchoma. So you too, Af Yerushatcha, when you come back from the Galut, you have to start all of this over again. You see from here that that original Kedusha did not survive the Galut. And what about if you hold Kedusha Rishona Yitzchalatid Lavo? How do you explain this pasuk? No, this pasuk. This pasuk is referring to something that the Gemara describes in great detail elsewhere. And what it's talking about is this was a Sukkot of immense joy. Why? Because they ended up canceling the Yetzer Hara, as the Gemara describes in Yuma. So they saw that people were still worshiping Avodah Zarah. They said, look, it's ridiculous. Come all the way back there to Israel just to be blown apart again. People are still going to play these idiotic games. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah anymore. And they canceled it. So why does it say Mimot Yeshua Ben Nun? Because it's like this. Why does it say Sukkah? Agin Zchut Alayaku Sukkah. Doing something like that. The Zchus of destroying that of the Yetzer Hara, what created a Zchus like a Sukkah. And that's why, if you'll notice, it says Mimot Yeshua Ben Nun. It spells without a hey. How come Yeshua is spelled here Yeshua? Where's the Yeshua? That's why the Kokopit Kraluya the Yoshua. Everywhere else, the whole Dukta Yoshua is always spelled with a hey. And here it's spelled Yeshua without a hey. So what's the tain on him? Look, Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand, was unable to be Mavato, that Yetzer. Why? Because he didn't get into Eretz Yisrael. So Lohavi Schut of Eretz Yisrael. But Yoshua, who did have the Schut of Eretz Yisrael, why did he not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cancel the Yetzer of Ravada Zora? Amai Loli Boy Rachme. Therefore, it's nothing to do with Shemit. It's a whole different issue referring to what they achieved at that time. Yeah, but what about the other pasuk? The other pasuk we brought, Asher Yoshua Avotecha Virishta. So you're going to need to do the same thing in your Yerusha as were done by Avotecha. What does this man Yomer do with that pasuk? He says, on the contrary, Ochikoma, Kivan de Yoshua Avotecha. Since your forefathers at the time of Yoshua were Yorish and created that Kedusha, because of that, you have it already. Yorash Tata. But wait a second, you're saying that when they came back from Bovo, they started counting Shemitah and Yovel? That's ridiculous. Because we know that they stopped counting, they stopped keeping Yovel as soon as even the Shvatim of Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet Ben Asher, those were the first ones that ended up by Sakharim. They were taken away, and at that point they had to stop counting Yovel. Because it says over there, Mimanu Shemitim Yovel, Hashta Mishigolo Shevet Reuven v'Shevet Gad, v'Chatzi Shevet Ben Asher already. They had to be Mavato Yovel. You're telling me that when Ezra comes back with a puny 40,000 people, a tiny 5% of the population, so you're telling me that this was enough to restart Yovel? It's absurd. Where over there it says the Chiba Kol HaKahal Ke'achad Arba Ribo Alef, 40,000. So now Avi Mani, they used to count. They started counting Yovel again. Why? What am I basing my statement on? On the Brayta, the Tanya. Mi Shegolu Shevet Ruvain, Shevet Gad, Echatzi Shevet Menashe. But Lo Yovel. What was the makor? Why did they stop keeping Yovel? Because by Yovel it says Ukratem Dror Baretz L'Chol Yoshvea. It has to be that everyone is settled there. Bizman Shekol Yoshvea Aleha, and not where Golu Miksatan. Even if everybody was back in Eretz Yisrael, but people were scattered and they weren't settled in their own Nachala. As Shvatim, Yochol Hoyu Allah, you might think you bring Jews back to Eretz Yisrael, but they're all mixed up together, you know. Shevet Binyamin, Biyuda, Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin. Nobody knows who's who, what's what. You think that's enough? That Yovel would be knowing. Talmud Lomar L'chol Yoshvea. They need to be sitting the way you sit, not renting land from Kakao. So Bizman Shiyoshvea Tikunan. V'lo b'zman shein mu'uravim. So how do you explain this? What do you mean they needed to be mechadesh yovel? There was no yovel. Amr Nachman Yitzchak, hold on, babe, hold on. Maybe there was no yovel in terms of the dinim of yovel, but you can't keep shmita if you don't know when yovel is, because the 50th year isn't the 8th shmita. The beginning of the next, the first shmita. You start for 51. If you don't count yovel, you're going to get all messed up on your count of shmitas. We're getting there. So therefore, when it says that they made Yovel, it doesn't mean they counted Yovel in terms of these dinim and Eved and so on. It's they were manu. Manu, they counted the Yovel to know when to be Mekadesh Shemitah. That's all that it means. Yeah, but wait, as David pointed out, if you hold that the 50th year is the 50th year, and then the 51st year is the first year, okay, if you're going to mess it up, and you won't know when the 50th year is, and you just keep counting 7 years, and then 7 years, and then 7 years, you're going to be way off on which year is Shemitah. Then you're right, you need to start Yovel. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says it really doesn't matter, because what you're calling the 50th year is really the first year of the next 49 years. So really, it couldn't make the slightest bit of difference if I know when Yovel is, or if I don't know when Yovel is. Because I do keep counting 7, and 7, and 7, and 7, and that never stops. So I don't need to know a Shnat Hamishim. So lomeli, Bishmita in Sag, it would be not to count Shmita. I don't need to know anything about Yovel. You're right, says the Gemara. Clearly, that Braita is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Havadai, the Lord Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we shall continue, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, further discussions of the relationship of Shemitah and Yovel and the counts on re-entry into Eretz Yisrael. Berishona yanitman yom 12 chodesh kidei shechalut lo hitkin yeleo shecholesh motav lo lishka yeshoveret adelet v'nichnas. Emetai sheyirtze alazu, please, come in with the proper documents, yitolet motav. Omar Rava Mitana Kanatoshel Elel, it's clear that if somebody says Arezeki Techamanachititi Batayim Zuz, Vinatanalo, only if it's Midato Ishimigureshin, but Bao Kocho, Einam Begureshin. Why do I say that? Because Midisrael Hilal, Latakuni Nitina, Bao Kocho, Avinatina, it's clear that if it wouldn't have been for that Takana, in other places like Gitin, Habiyama Nitina, Bao Kocho, Lo Avinatina. Matki for of Papa, or some say it was actually Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Maybe Ki Yitzchak Hillel Takuni is because the guy went off of Acapulco. It's just a little Befonov. But maybe Befonov would have worked even without the Takana. Bein Midato, Bein Baal Korcho, it would have been Netina. Ikidi Amri Omar Rava, Mi Takana Toshile, well, I say just the opposite. If somebody says, Reg Zegiter, Amenachi Titinili Matayim Zuz, Vinat Nalo, then bein midato, bein mibal korcho, it would be a netina. Because you see that the only thing that Hillel needed to be mitakein was because people used to hide out with Shalom Bifanav. But had it been Bifanav, that's all introduction to the Mishnah, had it been Bifanav, then we wouldn't have needed a takon. And then bein midato, bein bal korcho, it would have been netina anyway. Matkitov of Papa, Vitem Rav Shimi Barashi, how can you see that? It's just what happened to be, the events played out that way. But Dilma Bein Bifanav, Bein Shalom Bifanav, it would have to be Midato, In Bar Kocho Lo, Hillel responded to whatever happened. I mean, but that's incidental to the Halacha. Hillel might be Tzirchtikim. Ko Shalifni Bina Choma Arehu Bat Kebatei Arechoma. Chutz Vna Sadot. Rabbi Meir says, even the Sadot. Bayet Abanui Bechoma. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Eno Kebatei Arechoma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kotel Achitzon is Chomata. Why isn't it in the city? Tana Rabbana, Bayit, Ein Li Ela Bayit. How about a Batei Badim, Batei Merchatzahot? How about a storage shed, a Migdalot, Shofchin, Borot, Shechin, Miarot? Talmud Omer, share the year, whatever's in the city. So if that's the case, Yochol Shani Marbe Afsadot, Talmud Omer Bayit, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, no, bayit, emi ala bayit, binayin l'rabot, batei badim, batei merkatzot, migdalot, shofchin, borot, shechin, marot, and afilu sadot. Talmud omar asher beir. Ah, come on, Rabbi Meir, I mean, but it says bayit. Omrav his, omrav katini, you misunderstand Rabbi Meir. The difference between him and Rabbi Yehuda is not an agricultural field. It's a chulsit umtzula ike binayu. And indeed, that's the bright of Atanya. Chositum Tzula, Rabbi Meir says, that type of field, since it's used for building, It's a quarry. It's a sand deposit. That's Kibbutim. Rabbi Yehuda says, but since there's nothing built there, it's Kisadot. Bayit Abanoi Bechoma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Kibbutei Harei Choma. Om Rabbi Yochan, Shnei Mikre Chadosh. It says, by Rachava Zonava Toridem Bechevo Bara Chalon, Kiveta Bekira Choma, Uba Choma Hiyoshevet. So Rabbi Shimon says, look, there you go. Kepashte Vikra. It says she's in the Choma. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's the point. It says she's in the Choma, not she's in the Ir Choma. Ir Shegagotea Chomata, or Einam of Kefet Choma Miyamot Yehoshua Binun, Einak Abateyare Choma. Eloim Bateyare Choma, minimum of 3 Chatzerot, each with a minimum of 2 Batim, Mukefet Choma from the days of Yehoshua Binun. For instance, like Katra Yishana of Tzipori, or the Chakra of Gush Chalav, or Yodefet Yishana, or the town of Gamla, Gdut, Hadid, Ono, Yerushalayim, and places like that. Tanur Rabbanan. Choma means choma, not a shur iger that is built by homes that are built as row homes. Saviv means completely around, not including a place like Tveria that you only have 3/4 of the city with a wall. Where over there, the fourth side is Yama Chomata. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosiomer. Asher lo choma with an olive means avapi she'ein lo akshav v'haya lo kodem lakhen ve'elohim batei arei choma tana gamla means begalil gedud is in Eber HaYarden chadid ono Yerushalayim and Yehuda. Can you tell me what exactly is being added here? What are we saying? Om Rabbi, no, we're not saying only these cities. We're saying ad gamla and anything south of gamla is Mimot Yeshua from in the Galil. Ad Gedud in Eber HaYarden. Chadid Ono Yerushalayim in Yehuda. Rava Omar? No, it's coming to identify which Gamla, not from Gamla. Which Gamla did the Mishnah mean? Gamla means Gamla Begalil, as opposed to Gamla in other Aratzot. Gedud, which Gedud? Gedud in Eber HaYarden, as opposed to Gedud in the Negev, let's say. And other cities that did not have an equivalent city in some other place, the Liki Kavateo, of course we wouldn't mention them. We're not saying these are the only cities. But you are saying that Yerushalayim has a din of an Ir Choma. But that's not true. Yerushalayim is Michlepa. Vatanya Asor Dvorim Nemra of Yerushalayim, one of them is Eina Bayit Chalukpa, because it was a bit Chalekat L'Shvatim. On Rabbi Yochanan, it's giving examples that people can identify as Batei Arei Choma. So it's saying, look, you know what Yerushalayim looks like. That's an Ir Choma. Ki Yerushalayim, it's Mokevet Choma Miyamot Yeshua and Winnon. But it doesn't mean Yerushalayim itself, Lok Yerushalayim, in the sense, in Yerushalayim, Lomai Zeyna Bayit Chalutba. But if you find a place like that, Iluach HaBayit is Chalutba. Ravashi says, I don't get what the problem is. What makes you think that Yerushalayim is referring to that city with the Beit HaMikdash in it and so on? There's other Yerushalayims. Didn't Rav Yosef say there are two towns called Kadesh? So, Achinami, there's two Yerushalayims. Tani, Rav Yishmon, Rav Yosef. Lama manu chachomim et elu. Shekishalu b'nei ha'gola matzu elu. And they were remekadesh then. Unfortunately, all the others, the Rishonot, they were batal. Mishad bitla kedushat ha'aretz. So, obviously, Yotz Kedush Rishayna is kitchala sha'ata, velo kitchala tidlava, but is that true? For Amine, Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the same man, says, v'chielo bilvad ayu, velo kvar nemar shishimir, kol chevel argov, just in the area of Og Melech HaBashan, kol eilo arim b'tzorot. So clearly, lama manuch hachonim et eilu, only because kisholu b'nei yolah, matzu eilu, v'kitchum. What do you mean kitchum? You're about to say that you don't need kichum. Sorry. I mean manum. And here's where I say you don't need kichum. V'lo elu bilvad, elu kol shetal elecho misor biyadecha miavotecha, shumukefet choma mimot Yeshua ben Nun, then automatically kol ha-mitzvot alalu nagot ba, mipnei shekidusha rishona kichal ha-shahata, and latid lavo. So what do you do with that? I don't know. That's a serious theory. Okay, yibay teva trei tanoi. Or it could be that someone got mixed up. And it's not Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, because we know that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi did say that the olive in the Asher Lo Choma means Afa Bishen Lachshava Yalokodem Lachem. So apparently, being Mekudash at that time is enough. My time in the Mount Yomar, Kedusha Rishonah Kitchalah Shata V'lo Kitchalah Tidlavo, that is based on a pasuk, Tichtiv. V'yasu b'nei Agolah Shavim min Hashavi Sukkot, v'yeshvu b'sukkot, ki lo asu mimei Yoshua ben Nun kein b'nei Yisrael, v'ati simcha gedola ma'od. Now, come on. Surely you can't believe that the words lo asu kein is going back on the building of a sukkah. I mean, after Bad David lo asa sukkot, Achaba Ezra. El, the point over here is it's referring to something else. Makish biatam b'mei Ezra, v'biatam b'mei Yoshua, just like biatam b'mei Yoshua. Of course, they needed to start counting Shemitah and Yovel, being Mekadesh Ir Choma. So that's what it's saying. Lo asu kein mimot Yeshua, because up until this time, they were able to rely on the Kedusha of Yeshua. Now that they're coming back from the Galut, they needed to start all over again. And Manu Shemitim v'Yovlot, and Kitchor Choma. And if you want a further proof of this, it says, Beferish in the Pasuk, Ve'viyacha Hashem Elokecha, El Aretz Asher Yoshu Avotecha V'Yirishta. So what's it showing you? Makish, the two Yerushot. Makish Yerushatcha L'Yerushat Avotecha. Just like Yerushat Avotecha required the Chiddush of Shemitah Yovlot and so on, Kol HaDvarim Halalu, Af Yerushatcha only works the Chiddush Kol HaDvarim Halalu. So how does the other man, the Amar, how does he explain the Pasuk, the Idach? It just means that there was something else. Yeah, but the something else wasn't Kiddush Haaretz. The something else was that they were Vatel, the Yetzer for Avodah Zorah, the Boirachmi al Yetzer to Avodah Zorah Bitle. And that's why it refers to it as if it was part of Sukkot. Because Agim Tzchuta Alayo Kisukkah. As a matter of fact, that explains why the word Yoshua is written without a A. Because I know the Kokopit Kravid Yoshua. All over in the Torah it uses the Yoshua with a hey. V'achakiv Yeshua. Why? Because the satan on him is, look, we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to be by Rachmi. Lo havi zchutet Eretz Yisrael, but you, havi lo zchutet Eretz Yisrael. But we have to wait now 1,000 years before somebody be smart enough to be me by Rachmi. You should have done it. Am I only by Rachmi? Wait, but that only explains that pasuk. What about the other pasuk? What about Asher Yotu Avotecha V'Yirishta? What about that pasuk? No, that pasuk just means Afikama. Kivan the Yoshua Avotecha Yarashta Ata means just the opposite. You're being Yorish on the strength of Yerushat Avotecha. Yes, the Gemara, but you're saying that they started counting Yovel at the time of Ezra. It makes no sense. Mimanu Shemitim V'Yavlot. Hashtem Yishagolo Shevet Ruven Shevet Godachatz Shevet Menashe. Alone, they already had to cancel Yovel. So you're telling me that they came back with Ezra, where all Nebuch, that they came back with Kol HaKal Ke'echad, was only 40,000 some people. So they started counting Yovel? That would be nuts. The Tanya. Mishagolo Shevet Ruven Shevet God V'chatz Shevet Menashe Botlu Yovlot Shema Kratem Dror Ba'aret L'Kol Yoshua. Furthermore, even if Kol Yoshveh are Aleha, you might think Yochel are you Aleha, but there's just Muravim, you know. Shevet Binyamin Biyuda, Shevet Biyuda Binyamin. Nobody really knows where their Nakla is. You think in such circumstances would be a Yevol Meh. Tamadam Kol Yoshveh. You need to be settled like a mensch. Bizmanche Yoshveh, Ketikunan. Love is Ranshaimu Ravim. So how do you explain the use of Yovlot in the Braita? Omrim Nach by Yitzchak doesn't mean that they counted Yovel to keep the dinim of Yovel. They were Manu Yovlot to be able to know when Shemitah was. The Kaddish Shemitah. Yeah, but that's only Aliba the Rabbona, who hold that Yovel is a separate year from the 49. And therefore, if you don't know when Yovel is, you won't be able to know when Shemitah is. So Amrish not Chamishim Ena Mina Minyan. But what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? He holds the 50th year is actually the first to the next 49th, and it's Olo Lakana Khan. So what in the world do I need Yovel for not keeping the dinim of Yovel? Lomali B'Shmitim Sagya. Wouldn't that be enough? It would indeed. Avanai d'loch Rabbi Yehuda. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Why don't we just do the Hebrew tradition again? The Flamel Aleph Omid Beis. Barishona, Haya Nitzman Yom 12 Chodesh, G'day Shiei Chalutlo. As we saw last night in the Mishnah, it used to be that the buyer would hide on the last day of the year to make it impossible for the original seller to buy his house back, and then he would apologize for just being on vacation at the wrong time, in order that he should end up with owning the property. So Hillel was misakin that there should be a lishka, either in Beis Din or in the Beis Hamikdash, not locus. And then he puts his money that he had been paid for the purchase, returns the money to that lishka, and then he just breaks into his own home and he moves in. When the guy comes back, the guy returns, and take his money back from the courts. Omar Rava, mitakanatso shel Hillel, what we see from Hillel's takana is that in a case where someone would say, Hareze gitecha menachit mili matayim zuz, I'm giving you this get, I'm conditioning, you give me 200 zuz. Then she comes along to give him the 200 zuz. At that point, he doesn't want to accept it. So if natna lo midato, if he's willing to accept it, it's migurashet. Midba'al kocha in a migurashet. If she would insist on throwing the money into his rishus, giving to him ba'al kocha, it would not be a kiyum of the tanan. Why is that? Because in the Yitzchak le'Hillel, they couldn't sing ba'al kocha having a sinah. You see that Hillel needed to make a special takana in the case of Bati Yorei Chayma because of the problem that was so nafutz. So he was misakin that there should be an Asina Baal Korcha, which basically completed the transaction. Bezdin has the Keach even after Bezdin. So that go over there because of his takana. Hobi Alma, in a regular case where you didn't have the takana as Hillel, such as this case by a get with a condition, it's not Baal Kocha Lavin. Mashmah, that the din without Hillel would be that a forced giving is not considered a giving. If I don't want to take it, I don't want to take it. And so Mimela, even though the woman is trying to be Mekayemet, it's not. There's no way to be Mekayemet tonight. So, I mean, Tosfos just asks, what's the chiddush in such a thing? Obviously, you can't force, how can you force a person to be makabel a gift? Let's say, and the Gemara says this all over. You can't make a kinyan to someone where he doesn't want to be painted. So you have to say, I need a riot, and if I got a zero, I need a kinyan. No? A kinyan is something that throughout all of the halacha is something that has to be achieved. It requires us to achieve it. It's not a question of where money happens to be. That's lying in your house, lying that, that's not the point. If I don't have das to be taken, it's not mine. That's only if you want. If it's a schusa, you have a schusa. The Tosfos does use that for another issue. So therefore, Tosfos taina is that, of course, we wouldn't need a raya that without any other demands on him, that the sinah baal korcha lo havi nesinah. The Gemara holds that in the same way that there is a chiyuv for him to accept this money, essentially, because of batei arichayim, it's part of the dinim of batei arichayim that he has to accept the pinyan. Shaykh can say, I don't want it. No. Good, so that I need a chiddush for. That even in a case where the Torah says that you have a mitzvah to take it, or there's an inyan, a chiyuv to take it, if you say, I don't want it, we can't prevent you from not wanting it, unless we have the takana of Hillel.
So therefore, the Gemara holds that the Tznai, as Shad was saying, the Tznai itself innately is Mechayev you from the initial acceptance of giving the get, that if you give the money, I'll accept the money. So I need the Raya from Hillel that nonetheless, if you say I refuse to take it, Lamaita, we cannot force you to take it based on the original get that you gave. Maskevar of Papa, he came to some stage with Shimon Bar Ashi was Maskev. How do you know? Maybe the point over there is, remember, it's not Stam Nesina Bal Korcho, it's Nesina Shalom Bafana Bal Korcho, right? The guy wasn't around. I mean, that's a whole different issue. There's two separate questions over here. Guy doesn't have das to be Mikabel. So, okay, in this case, if I tell the guy, look, the woman is here, she gives the man the money, maybe Enochinami, if he's here, he can't say when she throws the money at him, well, I don't accept it. But if he isn't here, and there's no way to give him the money, but Shaykh was saying that I need to make, of course, there I need to make a takana because I have two separate issues. I need to make a takana because the man's not around. So maybe that's the track. Maybe the only reason Hillel needed to make this takana was because they used to go to to Bermuda. Abu Bifanav. Maybe Dami guys are being Balkorfa Abimatan. Maybe in a case where there is a reason that you should have to take the money, you can't refuse the money. She said, if you're not there, I understand. How am I going to get you? I'm going to get you the money. So the Vela, it's not a riot from here. The Ikidi Armana, others saying that was included originally in Rava's mind. Right? Because according to the other Lashon, Rava said, you see from Hillel's Takana just the opposite. That if somebody would say, I raise a Gita, then even if he refuses to accept it, and she gives it to him, bein mi da'ato, bein mi ba'al kocho, it is a kosher nesina. Why? Because the only reason that Hillel needed to make this takana, says in the Mishnah, is because the guy used to go to Bermuda. So ki yitzchak le'Hillel tikunei shelo b'fana, it's dafka because it says berishonai and itzmah. So when they used to, I mean, in those days they probably went to Oman, not to Bermuda. But they used to be hidden, and Dafka there, he needed to make a takona that is Nesina. Avo Bifanav. Had he not gone and hidden himself away, then Beni Daite Be Balkarva having Nesina, Masur would have been a good Nesina. And according to this lashon, the Hatzkafa of Rebbeber of Shimon Bar Ashi was. Now, how can you bring a raya from the Maisa Shaharia? Maybe that's the reality. I mean, people used to travel to Oman. I understand. But I mean, maybe even if they stopped, had the chutzpah to refuse, and they didn't travel, they were in Nitva, maybe he would have made the same takana. I mean, he can't bring a raya from the fact that he made the takana under those circumstances. That's the only circumstances he would have made a takana in. You can't bring a proof down and say, well, you see, that if it hadn't been for these terrible circumstances of hiding, that he wouldn't have needed to make it. Maybe he wouldn't have needed to make it. That wasn't what happened. So Dilma being the Fanav, being Shalom, the Fanav, it's still Dafka if he accepts it, that it's considered to give it a Tina and Bal Kocholo. Why did Hillel make it Takana here? Dafka here? Because that's what happened. My Yitzchak, talking, he responded to the circumstances. Who's to say he wouldn't have responded to equivalent circumstances if people would have had the chutzpah stop not to accept the money? But that simply wasn't what happened. Now as to what defines the nature of an irchoma. Koshu lifnim in achoma, anything, any property that's actually inside the wall, harei hu gibatei arechoma, chutzpah sadot. In other words, when it says bayit, it says become a bayit asher bayir. It doesn't mean mamish a bayit. I mean, it could be anything at all. It's not a field, but any type of a construction is also considered to be a bayit. Rabbi Meir, I mean, apasadot. It includes even fields, as long as it's inside of the wall. How about a bayit habanui bachoma? But if the house is actually in the wall itself, Is that a house in a walled city, or is that a house in a wall of a city? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Enok about the Erei Choma. It's not inside. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kotel Achitzor Mechomato. The outside wall of the house becomes the equivalent of the Choma. We could look at the Choma as consisting of the outside wall, not of the wall as a whole, including both Bechitzes. That's what the Gemara is going to bring a riot from. Yeah. And the whole issue is going to get Yoshua and back to Rocha. And I hear the Shailas on the Rocha of the Choma too, right? It's an interesting thing. So it's not wrong. Buy it. Can they ever buy it? The price is like this. How do I know? I mean, it says buy it, become our buy it, Asher Bayir, Lakoneota, and so on, but maybe it's after buy it. I mean, how about somebody sells a Beit Habad? He sells a Beit Hamerchat. Yeah, I mean, understand that's a type of buy it. I mean, it's called Beit Hamerchat. But how about if it's just Migdal? Migdal is what they would call a storage closet that's bechubur to the ground. Yeah, one of these outdoor little storage
rooms. Inside a walled city.
Inside of a walled city. Well, for that matter, how about a birdhouse, a shovach? Or how about a boar, a shiach, a ma'ara? That they are also have the same din as a bayit, and you can buy them back and so on.
You know you don't live in it.
You know you don't live in it. So I'm going to share a bit here. What's the child? I mean, I have to say a share a bit here. That's what we're talking about. The kam habayit asher ba'yir. It says each asher yimkar beit arechomam. So obviously the bayit is asher ba'yir. So that is anything asher ba'yir. So if that's the case, yachosh ani marve apa sadot. What if a guy has a sada in the Charles of England? Samalom or bayit. At least it needs to have some similarity to construction. Give me Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says no. I go further than that. By the miyala bayit minayin l'rabot batei badim ubatei merchatzot migdalot shofkin barot shekhin amarot ve'afilu sadot. How do I know to include even a soda? Talmud Omer asher ba'yir, anything in the city. I understand. What do you mean, Rabbi Meir? I mean, you can't ignore the fact that I'll see bayit. I mean, the Torah does say a house. Why have to say a house in that case? We just said kol asher ba'yir. It's not that Rabbi Meir doesn't mean literally a soda. The question is, what exactly is the gray area between agricultural use and residential use? How about a parking lot? Is a parking lot a bayit, or is a parking lot basically agriculture? It's a paved over field. How do we look at that? How about a place where you've got a gravel pit? You take out the gravel from there. Is that a field, or is that used for construction, basically? It's part of the constructed area. That's what they're arguing about. A chulsit umitsula. A rational chulsit umitsula is a pshat that it's nogea construction. Because I can't plant here. It's either hole or it's gravel. So I can't plant. You only use this basically for construction.
The Roman parking lot would have a different thing, because people wait for hours.
No, that's definitely a house. I mean, but it's interesting. Tesis brings that the Rashbam in Baba Basra learns Chulsis of Mitzula to mean Chulsis is a sandbank. So that's the meaning of that is you use it for making glass. But Mitzula means literally Mitzula. It means fish farming.
Fish farming?
No, fish farming. You take dogging from it. So that means, I mean, he's definitely extending, because that has nothing to do with construction before. I think that's more something about agricultural use.
Industrial.
Okay. But this seems to be a machlokas. The doc is stressing the elements of Mitzula in terms of things that are shayach to more to bayis. Bayit habanui bach. V'atanya, and indeed, the Brisa teaches us not that they argue about sadot, but rather what's the situation of chulsit u'mitzula. Chulsit u'mitzula, Rabbi Meir omer ki batim, Rabbi Yudah Omer Kisatar. You see that that's what they're arguing about. But definitely, the extremes are Barik V'Sadeh. In other words, everybody's agreed that Sadeh is not included, and everybody agrees, obviously, Abayit is included. The Shaila is, how do we precisely define Soda versus Bayit? Because it says Bayit. Bayit means construction of some kind. Otherwise, you should have just said Asher Bayit. Why do you say Bayit? You certainly mean to limit it to a construction. Now, how about Bayit Abanui Bachoma? Rabbi Yudah Omer Einok, but the Yorei Choma. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, the outside wall is essentially its wall. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, truth is Shnei Mikre Chadashu. As Rabbi Yochanan is often wont to say, they both really find a mocker in the same place. But it says by Rochav, Vatoridem Bachevel Bi'arachalon, Ki Beita Bekir Achoma, Uvachoma Yoshev. So let's sharp in Vachoma Yoshev. And the Pasha says she's living in a city. And Rabbi Shimon says, Vatoridem Bachevel Bi'arachalon, saying that she's inside of the Choma, meaning she's within the Choma, that she would be included in the walls of the city. But she's within the wall, and it's Badafka stressing that she's included within the defenses of the city. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, not quite the contrary. And Rabbi Yehuda says, quite the contrary. Why is it stressing Bachoma Yosheva? To tell me that, no, you should know she isn't part of the city. She's not in the Ir Hakoma. She is in this penumbra state of the Toch HaKoma itself. So Bachoma Yoshevet Velo Bi'ir Choma. She's not actually there in the city itself. Yes, sir?
Of 3,000 plus years ago, and it says this would make sense to be well, of which people would live in the wall itself, different sewers.
Yeah, well, we're about to discuss that in the next mission. How about a city in which the wall essentially consists of the roof of the homes? But when we talk about a wall, we talk about the thickness of the wall. When we talk about the choma, it means we're looking at the choma from above. Look at the choma from above. Over here, it's constructed so that there's no separate wall. The wall is constructed out of the outside strengthened walls of homes. It's not that you live in the wall. So that is the wall. So there, the question is, within that city, does that city have a wall? Or is that not considered to be a wall? That's essentially just gilo.
Or basic
gilo. Exactly. I mean, Time Magazine has this picture of the vast fortress, gilo, right? When they first built gilo. Remember that picture? Yeah, there's a picture from above. It's a fortress. It's a house. It's all around. It looks almost like a fort. So that's essentially what they were talking about, a fortress. So if the gadot of the batim of the choma, or for that matter, even if it has a real wall, except the wall does not exist from the time of Yoshua, shenamu kefet and choma mimot Yoshua ben Nun, does not have a din of gadot of batim of the choma, houses in that city. And not the batim of the choma. Because the point is that where your defenders are standing on the roofs of the houses when they're on the wall of the city. So we call that, that's its choma.
It means the wall.
That's what you're going to have to cross. If you're going to have to cross, you're going to have, if you want to breach the wall, you're going to put up ladders over the roofs and attempt to get in. So the Elohim Batei Choma, what defines a Beit Arei Choma? First of all, I mean, it's got to have a certain population, or a certain, maybe not a population, because even if it's depopulated now, we'll see it still has been of the bus. But at least it has to have the buildings that are shy to populate. So Elohim Batei Arei Choma, you need a minimum of 3 chatzerot with 2 houses in each one of these chatzerot. That's minimal for a city. And the wall had to have been there at the time of Yoshua ben Nun. Mukepet Choma, Miyamot Yoshua ben Nun. For instance, like Katsura. That's the city, I guess we call Katsurin today, but it's this is the Katsura that was near Tzipori. So Katsura, Yisharach Tzipori, or there's a city Chakra near Gush Halav, or Yodefet, Hayishana. There's also Gamla, Gedud. Okay, but they were...
No, I mean, but they put the three minimum homes.
Right, but I mean, they have real walls. They have real walls. Gamla, Gedud, Hadid, Ono, Yerushalayim, Bechen Kayotzeibem, and other similar cities. Now, Tana Rabbana, Choma Velo Shur Iger. First of all, the Torah says a Choma. Choma means a real wall, not a Shur Iger, which is a defense perimeter that's created by homes. That's not called a wall. Saviv, and the wall has to extend around. Now, in Tveria, the wall doesn't extend around, because they rely for the defenses on the Kinneret. So, Prat Tveria, Sheyamah Chomata, over there, they include on the eastern side, basically, of the city, there's no real wall. There's just water. That's not included. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, you'll notice that it says Asher Lo Choma, spelled with an olive.
Yeah, that's
even, so that's good. Exactly. Asher Lo Choma, Afa Pisha in Lo Akshav. So why does it say it doesn't have a wall? You're Asher Lo Choma. So then it's coming to the Meramis that even though this city does not have a wall now, Afa Pisha in Lo Akshav. But Ayala Kodim located once had a wall, Tam Yoshua. Not considered to be the wall. The Elohim Batei Choma. Now look, in the Brisa it says, Gamla Begalil, Gidud Be'Evra Yardin, Chadid Ono in Yerushalayim Be'Yehuda, my Karma. Listen, what is it trying to say? These are the only cities that are Mukepet Choma, Mi'emod Yoshua B'Nun. In Be'Shleima, the Mishnah, the Tesis adds, couldn't we say that, my Karma, the Mishnah? So he says that the bright is coming to be very specific, because the bright gives the location. So it's in Galileo, this is the city that you'll find. And in Yehuda, these are the cities that you'll find. And if you're just bringing examples, you don't have to say that these are the cities that you'll find. But I mean, Lechora, the answer to Tosafot's question is very clear. The Mishnah says, V'chein kayotzei behem. The bride said, Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah was coming to give examples, according to our Gersa, right? The bride is not coming to give the examples. The bride is telling you where it is.
Why can't
right?
The bride just
explain
this? We say Galilee, we mean Galma here, as opposed to Galma there.
Well, that's, of course, the big one is Terek. Omar Abayah, so Abayah, I mean, Rova likes your Terek. Abaya Akikama means it's giving boundaries, and until Gamla, every city that you find in the Galil is Mukepes Choma, Mimot Yeshua. In Abraham Yardin until Gidud, and in Yehuda, Chadiv Ono of Yerushalayim, those are actual cities. Okay.
You should wait a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Go tell us.
No, I'm wondering, because if it's the same time, whether it was Chavosi, Ir, and Menashe, if any one bloody city is further to the east, what is the demarcation line?
And if it's the other one? And if it's in the Galilee?
So I'm wondering, but that means all the cities to the east that are not looking at the Chavosi?
That's to the east? It's in the Galilee. Rav Amar, Rav says, what's up, it says. Not the Pshati, it's the same Gamla Begalil as opposed to Gamla. There are other places where there's a Gamla. There's a Gamla the Golan. They're saying there's a Gamla in the Galil. And that Gamla is Mukevus Kamami Yoshua Benun. Other Gamlas are not. Lafuki Gamla the Shara. So, Gidud, the Gidud in Eva Yardin. Mashedin, the Gidud in the Galil is not Mukevus Kamami Yoshua Benun. And so on and so forth. The others, I mean, obviously there's plenty of other cities, but there's no twin. Those cities exist. There's only one city by that name. I don't have to list them. So Ina, Galoika de Kavatayu. The other cities where we don't find an equivalently named city somewhere else, Loisirklay, I mean, that I don't have to discuss. I'm only coming to distinguish which of multiply named cities is the one that is Mimos Yerushua Benun. Now, wait a minute, what is this Yerushalayim business? How does Yerushalayim get in here? Yerushalayim in Nichlat, what a house? Yerushalayim has been in Bate Yerushalayim. Vatanya Asarat Varim Namru Yerushalayim, the famous brides of Yerushalayim. One of the ten dvarim of Yerushalayim is Ein Abayi Chalut Bat. What are you telling me now? That Yerushalayim you're including in the Mishnah of Bate Yerushalayim? No, Rabbi Yochanan says that. I didn't indicate to you that as a din of Bate Yerushalayim. I'm just giving you a list of Mukef HaSchayim HaMimah Yeshua Ben Nun. So I'm saying Ki Yerushalayim. In what sense? It's like Yerushalayim. That you know that it was Mukef HaFlamah Mimah Yeshua Ben Nun. That provides an example. I don't mean Yerushalayim literally. But I mean not literally Yerushalayim, because Ila Yerushalayim in a bayit chalutba. In Yerushalayim Gufa there is no din of chalitat bayit, because Yerushalayim wasn't its chakal shvatim according to the Zman Yama, in which case it doesn't have a din of achuza the way that a bayit in an ir choma does. Ilu hacha b'shekin in bote ere choma a bayit chalutba. Ravash Yama? Ravash, I understand, what's the problem? I mean, you never heard of Palestine, Oregon, Texas. I'm sure there's one in Oregon, too. Exactly. So what's the problem? I mean, didn't Rabbi Yosef say that there are two Kodeshes? I said, there's two Yerushalayims. What's the deal? So three Yerushalayim out there.
What do you mean, no?
Two Yerushalayims also. And I mean, Lechori, according to Rava, you also have to say that there are two Yerushalayim, Tosis points out, because otherwise, why is Rava, what are you going to do about the case of Yerushalayim and Ono and so on, right?
There was another place called Yerushalayim. We know it. We hear about it. I mean, that was just something.
Some three houses put together, and they call it Yerushalayim. HaKesel HaDromi? Yerushalayim HaDromi? By the way, it's very interesting that some kind of that's why we're mocked to write Yerushalayim without a yud. There's that very strong hakpada. I mean, usually you write it mole or chutz, it doesn't really matter. Here it is mamish, tremendous hakpada. Yerushalayim has to be written without a yud in the get. So some say that's why, because in order to make it clear that it's Yerushalayim, because otherwise you don't have the ear, because the Mishnah, the Gemara says it's three Yerushalayim. How are you going to know where the get was written? So you have to write Yerushalayim Chotzer that you should know is the Yerushalayim. We don't know whether there is such a place. But the other, if you're writing it with a yud, you must mean some other place. Yerushalayim in Tanakh is always without a yud, except in Yes, I think the first time. Well, it's not a way. Yeah.
There's many big lessons. For instance, even today we have two.
Yes, right. Lesson by Galilee, they call it.
No.
By the way, that's a Shiloh. If you write Jerusalem, it's definitely not Jerusalem. There's dozens of those. You know, so you write it in, you know, that those are sisters. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Definitely say those two today. The one
that fell there for 6 years. How could you do it? Semirach. Okay. So the three Rishalites, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amen. Loma Monu Chachomi Meseilu. Why are these the cities that are mentioned here? The point over here is that the din of Bati Arei Chema is only noyeg if you have the kedusha of the Bati Arei Chema. That's a specific level of kedusha. That's what a kedusha is saying. So Ir Choma is mekudesh above and beyond the prazot. But if you don't have that kedusha, let's say it was kedusha rishona. Was low key chalati bava. so that it was Botel at the time of the Golos, the first Golos. Then the only cities that would have a din of an Ir Choma would be those cities that were recognized at the time that Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael and reinstituted the Kedusha of the Eretz Yisrael, and then added a specific Kedusha, which Rashi says over here is the same, although Tosis points out Rashi says to himself, but because elsewhere Rashi says, I don't know, how do you make the Kedusha of the Ir Choma? But over here Rashi says, the way to make the Kedusha of both the other Kohen is the same thing that you do with Yerushalayim. You go Mekadosh, you go around, and so on, with the Shir and with the Besdin. All right, but in any event, whatever it is, they recognize these cities, they could still locate the Kitchum, Abel Rishonot, all the other cities, even though there's a lot of cities, they all became Botel because their Kedushas depended on Kedushas Oretz. So Misha Botla Kedusha Zoharetz, so their Kedusha was also Botla. Kosova Kedusha Rishonat Kichalash Ata, Veloki Chalati Bapa. So he holds clearly that the original Kedusha, when Yoshua came, was only up until such time as they could maintain control of Eretz Israel. But when the Kibush became Botla, the Kedusha became Botla.
So Hashem Lo Choma would also only apply to that which they
This is in Machlokas Rishonim, whether Asher Lo Choma is tied to the discussion of Kedushas Haaretz, or Asher Lo Choma is a completely separate issue. It's actually Machlokas Rambam and Raivet. Rambam is a separate question over here. If there is Kedusha, the question is, but what defines, you can't create the Kedusha and give it an arbitrary dinner of a Batei Ir Choma when it isn't a Ir Choma. What defines an Ir Choma? That's the first question. Then there's another shayla about Kedushas Haaretz. It's a different issue. And I would also they're linked. That if you're saying that as a Kedusha of Ir Choma, Mimot Yoshua, and that's what defines it, obviously that means that that Kedusha is in Bartle, no? I mean, how can you learn that they're two separate things?
So they found the city in ruins, so then they find the city in ruins.
Find the city in ruins
and
identified it, and we're Rimakadish.
And the reason why the local market is significant is even though right now it's not built, since it happened to be before, now they're looking at
the time. Well, and it's also significant in the opposite sense. If I build an Ir Choma, I can't give it the Kedusha on Ir Choma.
Right, and just in terms of the run, but
from both are significant.
For them, is there a difference here? I find the ruined city, now we came to it.
Of course there's a difference. According to Rai, but if you're Darshan and it's dependent, you must be sure that there's no din of Kedusha Shmiya. It's not identification, it's Kedusha. According to the Rambam, is identical to Sephardim.
The Kedusha continues according to Rambam.
Right. Well, in other words, you can only hold it if you hold Kedusha Shalom. You can't hold contradictory things. You can't say, the original Kedusha is Boto, and I still identify in Ir Choma at the time of Yoshua. Then there's no significance to the time of Yoshua. Either I have the Kedusha now, or I don't have the Kedusha.
And the extent of this thing in the hand of all the cities, there were people here, people here, would that then be the purpose?
You're not enough. Om Rabbi Shmuel Vraminu asks the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, couldn't possibly have said that right. Because you just said that according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Kedusha Rishonah was Batla. So what are you going to do with the following bright of Vraminu? Om Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Now here it starts off the exact opposite. And there, the first bright started off, Lama Manu Chachomim Eselu, I mean, there are a lot of cities, and the answer is that this is what they found, right? The second brisa says, "V'chielo bilvad ayu." Are these the only cities that are kadosh for kedusha of Batei Ir Choma? Hello, by the way, kedusha of Ir Choma is also nogea sending out the mitzvah from the city. Not only nogea this particular halacha of Achuza, right? It's that level of kedusha. That's b'chayev shiluach mitzoraim. Although there's a question whether the din of tzoras habayim is nogea batei Ir Choma. Most hold that's any city. And it says to take the avonim mifutz la'ir. That's not a din dafka batei Ir Choma.
Did they have any
tzoras habayim?
I thought
it was only
by
Shem. Is that Mamish Nisim? V'chiyevu bilvad al ayuv al far nema shishim ir kol kevel ar grov kol eila arim bitzurot. El alamim manu kachomim es elu. So why did the kachomim count these? Now it sounds as if it's about to begin repeating what he said in the first brisa, right? And indeed it says, Kisha'alu b'nei argola matzu elu v'kichum. At which point the Gemara interrupts and says, what? Kichum? But the next words in a brisa say b'perish, harmin and delotzeret m'kedushinu. You don't have to be m'kadosh then, because the brisa is about to say that the Kedusha Rishayna was still there. Not Kichum. Manun. These were the cities they identified, and so they counted these out. But the truth is, continues the brisa, and this is the sphere, so the first brisa. The Lord Elo Bilvad, not only these cities, but of course, if you end up finding someone who can identify a city, and he has a Masura from his father. Now this city was Mukebet Choma Miyamot Yehoshua Ben Nun, and at that point, Kol Mitzvot Halala Na'adotva, even though at the time of Ezra they did not identify this, and you're coming now a generation later and you can identify it. It's also, we'll have all of these mitzvahs. Why? So if you're able to do more research than Ezra and Nehemiah did, you learn more about the Orechuma. But the point is that the Moker, the Kedusha of the Orechuma, is not the Kedusha that came Bishat Ezra and Nehemiah. It's coming still from the original Kedusha of Yehoshua. So how can Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi say two brises that contradict each other? The first one, he says, Kedusha Rishon is Batla. Second one, he says, Kedusha Rishayna is Adhayon. Well, that is a problem. There's certainly no way to make this work. I mean, either we've got, basically, Tanoim and the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Yishmael that are reporting things in his name, and somebody's making a mistake. Or we may have gotten mistaken in the Girsa. It could be that it's not Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, it's Rabbi Elazar Rav Yossi, because we know that there is, in fact, a Shita of Rabbi Elazar Ben Yossi. And here is the main marker of the Machlokas Rabban and Rambam. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Rav Yossi Omer, Asher lo choma, apa pishein lo akshavaya lo kodem lepein. I mean, that seems to be saying clearly that the two machlokas are intertwined. Because you're saying, since we know there's a sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rav Yossi who holds that the Kedusha of a batei of an Ir Choma is dependent on the time of Yehoshua, therefore it must be that he's the author of the brisa that says that the Kedusha Rishona wasn't batel. It's the right that says, I don't understand. The Gemara says the Pharisee. So the two things are interdependent, and you're saying you can all go to them as a contradiction. Does that make sense? That's an interesting point, but I mean, it still was Mogeas is the overall structure of Eretz Yisrael at the time of Yehoshua. But it could be the Din of Inami, that we didn't know until there was Yerusha of Kol Ha'aretz, there was no Din of Batei Orei Kohen there, because there was no Din of Yoivos as well. Because these Dinim are dependent on Yoivos, there's no point in making it dependent on Meshur at this time, because he wasn't yet married.
It's an interesting paradigm, sure, that seems to be superfluous, and they go over again. These are the 2.5 shortens of Moshe, these are the 9.5 of Yeshua, except that they're there to establish that they're together. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that as we get a little bit further in this interview. Okay. My time in the Ma'an Omer Kedusha Rishon to Kitchel Shai to Lord Kitchel Asi Lachon. What's the basis of the Ma'an Omer who holds that they needed to re-Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael? Because, look, take a look in the story in Ezra. It says, Vayasu kol ha-kahal b'nei ha-golah shavim b'nashevi sukot, vayishvu b'sukot. Kilo asum mimei Yeshua, by the way, it says, leave out the hey, that becomes important later on. Yeshua ben Nun, Cain ben Yisrael, vati simcha gedola ma'od. Now I ask you, says the Brayos, that's ridiculous. Epsher, ba David velo asa sukkot. Bar Shua ma'od velo asa sukkot. You're telling me there was no sukkot. All of a sudden they discovered sukkot in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Atcha by Ezra. But the point over here is that Matish Biatam Bimei Ezra, Biatam Bimei Yoshua. It's telling us that from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, there had not been a time in which they had been Isaac in all of these following mitzvot. That just like Ma Biatam Bimei Yoshua, Manu Shmitim Vioglot Vikichore Choma, Ha Biatam Bimei Ezra, Manu Shmitim V'Ovlot V'Kitshu Orechoma, and so they had a tremendous schus, and this is not going back on Sukkot over here when it's talking about it's talking about all of the things that were done at that time. Lo Asu, they didn't do all of these mitzvahs from the time of Yoshua.
Not that they didn't do
Sukkot. And it says, "Ve'biachar Hashem lokecha la'aretz asher Yoshua avotecha v'yirishta," which means that it's putting together the yirishta when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. Two, it's being makishit to the Yoshua avotecha. So it's makish yirushatcha le'yirushat avotecha. Ma yirushat avotecha b'chidush kol advarim halalu, av yirushatcha b'chidush kol advarim halalu. So it means that they had to be re-makadosh Eretz Yisrael. What about
the
other? All of the mitzvahs, including the Kedusha. The Edos, what does the other man, the Omar, do? He says, it's a completely different issue. That the point is like this. The Sukkot is not a reference to literal Sukkot. It's a reference to the Hashivas of Sukkot. Because what they did then is that they were Mevoi Rachmi al Yitzhar David Azor of Batle, like we had that the story in the Gemara in Yuma. That was the time when they gathered everybody together and they were Mevato the Yitzhar for David Azor. And that was an unbelievable thing. Agin Schus Eolai Oki Sukkah. And the Schus was making on them like a Sukkah. They had the first real Sukkah then. They had the schus of no yetzer, of course, the union of sukkos for Klal really is living in a state of bitul yetzer. And that's why it says Yeshua, doesn't say Yehoshua. So all over when we refer to Yeshua, we refer to Yehoshua. Why all of a sudden is he now Yeshua and not Yehoshua? Because Heinezu Kokote Klal Lodi Yehoshua. The Bechol Duch Taksiv Yehoshua. I mean, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu added. And all of a sudden here, when we come back there to Israel, we call him Yeshua. Because the terrorists mocked it on him. Why is it that he didn't do the same thing when he came in there to Israel? Why didn't he do what Ezra did? To destroy the Ezra for Avet Ezra. Moshe, you can't have a timeline. Because Moshe didn't have the schutz of Eretz Israel. He wasn't in Eretz Israel. So this is like Moshe, Logoi, Rachvein, to love his schutz of Eretz Israel. But Yeshua. The Havilah Skus of Eretz Yisrael. My lowly boy, Rachel. Why didn't he see fit to take care of that issue as soon as he came into Eretz Yisrael? Therefore, they had a great Skus, and that's why compared with Yoshua, that you should know, from the time of Yoshua, should have been the one to take care of this. They never had such a simcha. This is the first time that they finally dealt with the issue of Avodah Zarah in its mocha.
How do you explain this?
The calling of Yeshua instead of Yeshua? Yeshua? It just took away the hate from his name. Shem Hashem was removed from him. It was the time. Why didn't he do it? As Vishwan and Baish understand, he couldn't do it. Why didn't Yeshua do it?
Isn't that an educational education? You allow for the license and for people to grow if you.
It has vast implications, but not for the Zadjum. What about the pasuk that's makish biatam bimei Nehemia to biatam bimei Ezra to biatam bimei Yoshua, where it says Asher Yoshua v'techa v'yirishta? No, the Madiyama holds kedush mishana lo batla, holds on the contrary. What the pasuk is saying is achikama kivan di Yoshua v'techa yirashta, because there was Yerusha always, therefore v'yirishta. You don't need to make a new kedusha. Now wait a minute here. I understand what you're saying about Kedusha Haaretz, but you say that they started counting Shvitim and Yovlos. I thought that Shvitim and Yovlos are dependent on the presence of all B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Mi manu Shvitim v'Yovlos, hashta mishegalu shevet Reuven v'shevet Gad v'chatzi shevet Menasheh. As soon as Sancheirav had given the first galut, which was only to Abraham Yartin, nonetheless, batul yovlot, they had to be mavatul yovah, because they didn't have any more of that kedusha. Ezra, the tzivbe, kol ha-kahal ki-achad arba ribu al-tayim v'shishmim v'shishim ha-vimonim. Does it make sense that they had a Pesach HaKol? They had 42,000 people. I mean, they're going to be minor Shemitah B'Yavlos. The Tanya, Mishagolo Shevet Ruvain V'Shevet Gad, V'Chatzi Shevet HaMnasheh, but Lu Yavlot, Shem Ukratem Dror Ba'aretz, L'Chol Yoshveh, Tavka B'Zman Shekol Yoshveh Aleha, V'Lo B'Zman Shegalum Niktzatam. For that matter, Yochol Ayu Aleha V'Ayum U'Rabim. Suppose you had a Yerusha, even of Kol Yisrael, but they had not set up the Nachlois properly, so that the Shvatim were sitting mixed, where you had Shevet Binyamin B'Yehuda, Shevet B'Yehuda B'Binyamin. You might think that nonetheless, Yehovel Noe, Talmud Omar L'Chol Yosheveha, to be Yoshev in a place, you need to be settled. To be settled, you have to know where your place is. You know where your place is, you're never settled. So it's only when you have things settled the way they're meant to be. And everything is mixed, everything is chaotic. That's not called yeshiva zifla. So what are you telling me, that they remain a yaglis? Abrenachem by Yitzchak doesn't mean that they remain a yaglis legabe the dinim of batei arichayim. It means that they were Mone Yovlos in order to be Mekade Shemitah. Because, see, an amazing thing for them, we're used to the idea that the years, the 49 years, 7 times 7, followed by a Yovel, beginning again another cycle of 7 times 7, is a din that is dependent in the Hilchas Yovel. But if there are no Hilchas Yovel, you're certainly not going to have an interrupting 50th year and then start a new cycle of 7. You'll just continue to count 7s. No, says the Gemara. Of course you can't continue to count 7s. The din of the counts is a din of counting 50s. So whether you have the halacha of Yovel, you don't have the halacha of Yovel, you have to define Yovel. Because otherwise you can't have your Shemitim either. So when it says over here that they were Makadesh, it means, yes, of course they had Yovel, but they had Yovel only as a count. They didn't have Yovel as a halacha. So the male, the dinim of Yovel were batal. The shnatz Yovel was known. So manu Yovelot in order to be makadesh shmitim. Of course, the problem is that we know we had earlier the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the 50th year is anyway the first year of the next. So, I mean, that makes absolutely no difference. The Hengi for the Rabbanan, and it's all very nice, if you also Rabbanan who hold that the Shnach HaMishimei Namin HaMinyan, the 50th year, that stands outside there. What about if you hold according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds Shnach HaMishim counts as the first year of the next Sheva. So then, what difference does it make? So, Lomali, why do I need to know about Yoga? It's enough that I keep track of Shemitah, no? So the Shemitah saga, wow! Yes, I mean, that's true. I'll buy it to look at Rabbi Yehuda. There's no way to make that work out. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we're going to leave off here somewhat in the middle of the sugya. There's a lot more to discuss, and I promised to talk about the issues that Barnea had raised there, but I didn't realize it would take us this long to get here. So, Bezrat Hashem, we shall do that tomorrow.
by Uman. He has a authoritative book on the Holocaust called The Holocaust by Martin Gilbert. He reserved several pages discussing the terrible butchery that took place in the Holocaust, even by the fans of the Holocaust. It was horrible. It's called The Holocaust by Martin Gilbert. That's my recollection. It's from the index that lists Uman, I think, page 196 to 198 long. And with, of course, man, a lot of the locals, wasn't just Germans, a lot of the locals were.
Oh, we have to give them our business then. I mean, they really deserve our support.